This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. Welcome to edition 1979, recorded on Thursday the 5th of October 2017, in which we have news items, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined by
Sarah Lomax.
Today we have our usual mix of items: news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature which recalls memories of the old Anglia TV. Today we also welcome some new listeners: Maureen Bloom of Hainford, Jean Burrows of Norwich, and Mick Gelves of Blowfield. Welcome to you all, and we hope you enjoy listening. Our first batch of news items is unfortunately rather gloomy, as we lead off with the news that the Carrow Works producing Coleman's Mustard and Robinson's Drinks may be about to close. The first news of this came in on Wednesday, and then further news on Thursday of the campaign to stop the potential closure. Another closure, this time of a bakery, means further job losses. And yet more sadness, as a fatal crash on the A47 brings more calls for the road to be upgraded.
A rallying cry today goes out to save two of the region's biggest employers and most famous names. Unions, MPs and the Evening News have come together to fight for the future of factories which produce Coleman's Mustard and Robinson's Squash, whose potential closure puts more than 350 jobs at risk. It comes after Britvic announced proposals to move production of juice and squash from Norwich, leading Coleman's owner Unilever, which shares its site at Carrow Works, to launch a review into its own future in the city. Coleman's has been closely associated with Norwich and Norfolk for more than 200 years, while the Robinson's brand has been produced on the site since 1925. David Powells, editor of the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, said, "We are launching this campaign because these two factories are simply too important to lose. They form a crucial part of this county's history, as well as providing a livelihood for hundreds of workers at the factory and in the supply chains. We want readers to back our campaign and send a clear message: they must be saved." Clive Lewis, MP for the Norwich South constituency, which includes the site, backed the campaign, as did his Norwich North counterpart, Chloe Smith. Soft drinks giant Britvic said its 242 employees at the site would be offered opportunities at other sites and services to help find alternative employment. The plant is expected to close towards the end of 2019, following a consultation. Britvic chief executive Simon Litherland said the proposed changes would present significant productivity and efficiency savings in its manufacturing operations and deliver environmental benefits. Britvic is proud to be a British manufacturer, and Norwich has been an important site for our business for many years. Following Britvic's announcement, Unilever, which has owned Coleman's Mustard since 1995, revealed it would review the viability of its production at the co-owned site. The paper followed in their next issue with an update. The community campaign to save two of Norwich's oldest employers has roared into life with the backing of more than 5,000 people in 24 hours. Support has come from workers, past and present, business groups, unions and politicians, as well as the people of Norwich and Norfolk, who have urged bosses at Britvic and Unilever to think again.
Nearly 50 jobs have been put at risk at a Norwich distribution centre after bosses announced its closure. The Allied Bakeries depot on the Vulcan Road industrial estate, from where bread and baked goods are delivered around the region, will shut because too much work is needed to modernise it in order to make it viable, they said. The company, which is part of Associated British Foods, said that 49 people are employed at the base, which is scheduled to close by the start of next year. It's understood the distribution work will be transferred to a Suffolk logistics firm, with Allied Bakeries offering reassurances that all staff who want to relocate will be offered a post. Employees are also being offered voluntary redundancy. Nick Law, the Director of Operations, said the future of the Diamond Road site had been reviewed because of the significant deterioration of its buildings and infrastructure. We have concluded that the investment that would be needed to modernize the site would not provide a sufficient return for the business in the long term. And as such, we have announced that we are proposing to close the Norwich depot, he said. The proposed depot closure in no way reflects on either their high professional standards or absolute commitment to doing a great job for our customers.
Work to upgrade the A47 needs to begin fast to prevent more tragedies. This is the stark message after the death of a man in his 60s near Scarning. It is the third fatal crash on the section of road in just over 2 years. Members of the public took to social media to express their sadness at another life lost on the notorious road and anger that nothing has been done to improve safety. Mid-Norfolk MP George Freeman, who has long called for the road to be dualled, said it was another terrible tragedy in the long history of this dangerous stretch of road. He added, "My thoughts are with the families of those involved. This is another reminder of the urgency of getting this lethal road dualled." Having brought the Prime Minister to Tuddenham to announce the £300 million funding to dual the Dereham to Norwich section, I want to see that work starts fast. It will be disruptive, but we need to get this lethal road dualled.
Millions of pounds could be pumped into Norwich Airport industrial estate as council bosses look to help it reach its full potential and provide money for cash-strapped authorities. The site, which is jointly owned by Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council and is home to offices and warehouses, currently generates over £1 million a year in rent, which is split 60-40% between county and city councils. But consultants brought in by the councils have said with regeneration and investment, there is the potential for the estate to raise £4.1 million in rent each year. Plans being considered include building homes on part of the site, the creation of a southern development zone with light industrial units, a western development zone which includes an international aviation academy and an advanced manufacturing innovation centre, along with regeneration work and demolition of vacant buildings. The plans will be discussed by both councils later this month.
Councillors have approved plans for 29 new homes on the former David Rice Hospital site in Drayton. The Lind Trust was granted outline planning permission for the development of Hall Road, despite objections from people living nearby. Broadland District Council's Planning Committee have now approved the scheme. Objections were raised about the protection of rare plants on the site, as well as the bat and toad population. Graeme Everett, chairman of Drayton Parish Council, said residents were also concerned around the future of the site's undeveloped southern section. He said the parish council reluctantly supported the application, subject to those concerns being addressed. In the submitted documentation, the applicant has indicated their willingness to hand over the southern section to the Norfolk Wildlife Trust or a similar organisation, he said. The parish council seeks assurance this will be achieved.